Hi, and welcome to Small Business MBA. My name is Yasmin Ali. In a previous episode, we spoke about how to market our businesses on a shoestring. This week, we continue to look at marketing by looking at one of the most important pieces of marketing collateral in the 21st century, and that's your business's website. What is a website? Well, in the digital era, we all tend to understand what a website is. A website is a digital platform that's related to information about a business, an organization, or a cause. This should be related to social media platforms if the business has them. People go to a business's website for a number of reasons. The first reason is for credibility. If a business does not have a website, we tend to be suspicious of the ability of the business to deliver. In fact, many customers see a lack of a website as cause to question whether the business even really exists. The next reason that we visit websites is to ensure that the business can deliver on what we're looking for. In other words, we look at whether the business can solve our pain. Recently, I was looking for a custom-made piece of jewelry. And I realized how quickly I, like most consumers, both business and individually, resort to the internet as a default. It truly is the first place we go. And without a website, these clients simply cannot find us because the search engine simply cannot find that we can solve this pain. I cannot emphasize enough how important it is that we overtly state that we can solve the problem that our potential clients are experiencing. Another reason that websites have become important is that we can explain our products in a lot of detail, which we cannot do in a lot of other platforms. Because we can make our website interactive and the viewer can search through it at their own pace, a website is a brilliant way to, in many ways, educate our audience. The ability to use multimedia means that we can use words, we can use pictures, and we can even use videos to explain in an interesting way what we do. These can lead to other informational pages if necessary. A key area that the digital age has given rise to is individual credibility or expert opinions. Much of the time, this is through the use of blogs and guest opinions. Many, many entrepreneurs have very successfully become perceived experts through this methodology. But how have they done that? Well, they have linked different social media and expert sites that they have articles and blogs that they've written to their own websites. This then looks like they've been asked for their opinion. And when someone else has asked for someone's opinion, they must know what they're talking about. And if the individual looks like they know what they're talking about, surely the company knows what it's doing. But I know a lot of entrepreneurs who say that having a website is a waste of time and the maintenance takes too much time for too little reward. So how do we make our website more realistically effective for our potential clients to find us? There is, in fact, an entire industry built on specifically this outcome. This is where a lot of people use complicated acronyms such as SEO and KWS. These stand for search engine optimization and keyword searches, respectively. And what that means is simply that your website must use the words and languaging that your customers will be searching for. Well over 70% of businesses are found through searches on Google and other platforms. So it becomes key that when a person searches, they find our businesses. It's equally important that we're close to the top of the list of providers found, because the attention span of most people in the digital age actually does not extend beyond page 2 of a Google search. So, knowing this, and knowing that our potential clients will judge us on our website, how do we ensure that our website is indeed up to scratch? After the break, I talked to two digital marketing experts with many answers on how to help us make our websites better. Well, Welcome back to Small Business MBA. I'm now joined by Wei-Ling Chu, Senior Manager, SME Marketing at MTN Business, and Stephen Cook, Online Platforms Integration Specialist, to talk about how to make our websites better. Ladies, gentlemen, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.
Okay, Wei-Ling, let's start with you. Why is it important for small businesses to have websites?
I think in this modern day where all businesses are actually digital in one way or another, whether they actually realize it or not, it's very important to have that digital identity. So we can't really see websites as just like another digital brochure where you actually promote your business. It's really who you are and in the digital space. If somebody ever sees or hears a business name, the first thing they're going to do is go and try and Google it.
Absolutely.
And if you don't have a website, you immediately get stereotypes. So the digital stereotyping is already in place, where if you don't have a website, you're not serious about your business. And then why should I then take you seriously? So hence the importance of having a website.
Absolutely. I think that it's the first place that we go to get to know a business. So, you know, it's really important that it's there. Stephen, so it's important for us to have a digital presence, but what would you say makes a good website?
Well, a good website is somewhere you can put your face to the public. It's your storefront, your shop front, how you present yourself to the world, essentially. Mm. Because we're not just talking about South Africa, we're talking about the world. And there's been so much focus on how do you grow yourself, how do you get out there. And if you're just doing brochures and things of that nature, you're limiting yourself.
Mm.
But something that we really need to think about, specifically in our South African market, right, is there's so much access to platforms that have been developed and made. So it's actually criminal where for 199 Rand per year, you can get a digital identity, you can get a custom domain name.
Mm.
So you're not an at Gmail account or at Yahoo, at stephenbusiness.co.za. You have email at that business and coming back to your point, that's then you taking your business seriously.
I must say, that's one of my biggest pet peeves, the at gmail.com, because to me, if you're not serious enough about your business to, you know, put it out there, then why should I take your business seriously? It's all about credibility, isn't it?
Spot on. And this is what we're talking about. Before, it used to be a little bit of toss-up by how much it cost versus getting a web developer and all these things, but you have so many tools available to you at the moment, so access has been granted by technology. So technology has simplified things to the point where you can bring your own web presence without having to have a web developer. So the nice thing about that is now I can have a storefront at my domain name, I can put out the vision that I see as my business, I take myself seriously. It's the same as whether you go out and you purchase clothing, and these times you do the best that you can with what you've got.
And sometimes you fake it until you make it.
Exactly.
I mean, one of the things that Alon says often is, you know, it's about your marketing face, your marketing persona, and you know, in the background you're paddling like crazy under the water to kind of get to what it is you say you are. And I think that for small businesses, I think that's also important to understand that that's okay. If you're portraying something that you're working towards, that's okay. Your business will catch up with it.
The thing that's very important on that is that it brings confidence as well. So sometimes, you know, you are paddling the back. It is, entrepreneur's life is not that easy. But it's, you're right, it's that face. And that's where the website becomes that face for you, right? And also making sure that your content on there is correct, you're articulating your business correctly, making sure, really letting people understand who you are and what you're about and why you're actually doing what you're doing. I think that's also very important. One of the things small businesses also need to understand is that the About Us page, which is usually the last afterthought when you actually create the page, it is actually the most clicked and the most viewed page of any website, because before a business wants to do any interaction with you or a customer wants to buy something from you, they will go and look at where are you sourcing it from, what are you about, where are you from, you know, really just putting yourself out there. And I think it's that people buy from people.
Absolutely.
Right? So that's where it's very important to make sure that the website represents not just the business, but the owner, especially small businesses, business is the owner, that's represented very well through a website.
So
So I think to Wei's point, there's three fundamental things that we need to do when we talk about a website. Mm-hmm. You've got a home page. That is where the first page is that people come to, what they see and how they do it. You have an About Us, which we've just started with. It's fundamentally important. This is who I am. This is what I do. And contact. That's why you're on the internet. You want people to send you an email, get a hold of you, mm-hmm. and interact with you on that level. Mm-hmm. So you're taught to the point of faking it till you make it. Three pages, very simple to do. Home, About Us, contact. And probably one of the best keys that we can talk about here is so many people are accessing the internet over their phones. Mm. So look at your website, at what it looks like on the phone. Make sure you have your telephone number, contact details, and company name visible on a phone. I'm Steve, this is my number, this is what I do.
So let's talk about that homepage and the about page for a second. What's the difference between the two?
So a homepage is the very first page that you go to. So let's say it's either www.raisecorp.co.za. That is the very first thing that loads mm-hmm. when you go to that address.
Okay.
Now, something to think about is most web pages have something called a header, a mm-hmm. body, and a footer.
Okay.
So the header is something that's relatively static across all of the pages, my logo, my company name, mm-hmm. and generally my contact details. So no matter what page I go to, you can always pick up the phone or email. Footer is generally where you put in things like reserve contact or copyright or these types of things, and your legal type.
Your terms and conditions and things like that.
Exactly. And then your body is where you're going to put your message, mm-hmm. be that either visual or pictures or content or anything like that, and that's where you have somebody like Wei Ling and her platforms that allow you to build this in a very easy manner and then control and change out your content to make sure that it's relevant. Because the last thing you want is a web page or a picture of yourself that's either outdated or not relevant.
Okay, so that's the home page. So what's the About Us page about?
Well, generally you, your business, what you're up to, where you source from. An About Us page can be split into two different categories. One could be about your business, showing who you are, how long you've been in business and what you've been doing. And it could be about your products and what you sell. Now this is a whole other subcategory to where we're going, because e-commerce is becoming such a good keyword in South Africa. It's an empowering, not only your medium-sized businesses up, but your micro-businesses. So you can get online and you can sell your content, your products, or whatever it is. But it doesn't necessarily have to be to a monetary value. It can be to a catalog value. So I see something that I like, be it a t-shirt, pottery, anything that's been created, and then I contact you. So your first point of contact is either getting back an email address or a telephone account where you can then do further business. So in order to do your three-page structure, you don't have to do integrations into payment gateways and all these other things that are going to make your head spin and carry on. More importantly, those don't happen anymore these days anyway because of the way that we integrate platforms. It's just a drag and drop platform to do that as your business grows.
Okay.
But it's criminal not to have a homepage, About Us, and contact at your own domain name in this day and age.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things that Stephen was talking about was relevance on your webpage. How often should entrepreneurs be updating their webpage? How relevant, how time relevant should it be?
So I think it depends on what type of business you are, right? If you're like Joe the plumber, we wouldn't expect you to be updating your website on a weekly or a monthly basis. But I think as a general rule, I would say every 6 months to go review your website. Is your offerings and your services up to date on what mm-hmm. you're doing today? Especially from a pricing perspective, if you do mm-hmm. choose to put pricing, even if you have starting from, right? It could, because of inflation that happens, because of Forex exchanges, there's a lot of economic influences as well, that you might change the pricing. So every 6 months, to give that a review to make sure that it's always up to date. Because the last thing you need is customers now calling you and saying, no, but on the website I saw it's 200, but now you're charging me 250.
Yeah.
But because of the economic at play, it's always better to give that, manage that expectation of the client. So I would say anywhere from 4 to 6 months.
Okay.
Really depending on the nature of the business.
I think that's fair, and I don't think that every 4 to 6 months is that much to ask. Stephen, So one of the things that we were talking about was, you know, 199 rand per year to host it. But there is a perception that building a website is an expensive thing. Is that true?
In essence, it can be. Building a website can be very expensive if you want to integrate databases and content management systems and all other three-letter words that I could throw at you from all over the place. But for a micro or a medium enterprise, it needn't be. There are so many platforms that allow you to drag and drop. By drag and drop, I mean if you can work Microsoft Word or Excel, you can build yourself a website. If you can upload a picture, if you can use Facebook, you can build yourself a website. So the difference that we're talking about here is you have Facebook and Google and all these other platforms there. But we're talking about locally built and branded platforms that allow you to get out there. So if I can use an example, very nice lady I met a couple of days ago. She phoned into a particular platform that we're working with, probably why I'm sitting next to this lady over here. And she had a problem. She was trying to create a business called My Dream Wardrobe. Now, it's a very nice lady, very arts orientated, and she was just a little bit lost. So within a three-hour period, because she kept on calling me back, which is great, I love feedback, she'd built herself a website where she could preview her dresses, her things that she created, her contact was in place, and she was able to experiment and express herself. This is a lady who told me quite explicitly she's afraid of her phone. Mm-hmm. And within a 3 to 4 hour period, she actually built a working website. So builders needn't be something that's either expensive, and websites don't have to be either. But you need to get yourself onto this online platform, into the internet, and viewable, and that needn't cost anything. Your more advanced people, as they start to get on, start to do blogging. Now, this is something that helps a lot. It's very difficult at first. You feel a bit awkward because why is somebody interested in me? You'll be surprised. People are interested. They've got nothing to do on their lunch break other than read about what you're doing and how you're doing it. And that pushes up your ranking, because that's the next portion of what is important about being online, is you can get yourself online very cheaply, very effectively, and without too much technical knowledge at all. And then you need to get yourself up on the social rankings. So if I'm searching for a dress or a this or a high-end something, it's where do I rank? And this is where the lady next to me then specializes.
So we're almost out of time. And the one thing that I do want to get to is just the practicalities of, you know, what are some of these platforms that small businesses can make use of? I've been listening to this and, okay, great, I need a website. Where do I go? Where do I start? Just three examples of simple platforms that people can use.
Okay. So... obviously, people from MTM Business, so we do have. So what Stephen has been alluding to in the program is we do have a platform called Build Your Business Online.
Okay.
So viewers can actually find it at www.mtnbybo.co.za, okay. And all information will be on there. I know that AfriHost also assists entrepreneurs with building their websites, so you can obviously go to the AfriHost.co.za website as well. For the more advanced website building where the entrepreneurs actually has some experience in it, I would say your platform such as, now this is your international platform, such as Wix, wix.com, and also your Squarespace.
Okay.
So they're actually quite advanced in the sense that in their dashboard there's a lot of functionalities for doing events, for booking online, for e-commerce, and all of that, where they really want to go big and go global. Those would be the platforms I would recommend them to on. But for the smaller micros, what MTN Business and AfriHost, some of the local offerings that there is today, would be very sufficient for them to really get them started on this journey to get their digital identity.
Thank you so much to the both of you. I think that you've really demystified it, and I think there are a lot of people a lot less scared of their potential websites after this info. And thank you so much for pointing us in a direction as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
After the break, I wrap up with some key tips on how to make your website memorable. Join me for that. Welcome back to Small Business MBA. Today we're talking websites, and as a lot of people are about to take a break, I think that it's important for us to talk about how important your website really is, because working on your website is working on your business. Remember that previously when we spoke about different types of entrepreneurs and we spoke about systems and processes specifically, we spoke about how to grow your business, and growing your business means working on your business. These are all the things that help you create a business that's independent of you. Your website will lead to sales. Your website is a key marketing tool. So while everyone's on holiday, this is the time that you should be focusing on how your next sale is going to find you. How are you going to increase your sales in the new year? How are people going to find you in the new year? And how are you going to be better when people come back and start looking for exactly that product and service that you offer? Your website needs to speak to how are you going to deliver. And how you're going to deliver is, of course, going to keep getting better and better, more working on your business rather than working in your business. And as you get better at what you do, you need to get better at telling people that you're getting better at what you do. So key is, remember that we are going to work on our websites not just once, not just during this break, but in a couple of months again, and we're going to keep updating it with how good our business is getting. Thank you so much for joining me to look at this really important aspect of your business, and hope to see you on your digital platform. Thanks for joining me. Goodbye.